Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 7 with verses 7 through 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? We all seek something in life. We all knock on doors. We all ask for things in life. We receive what's in store behind every opened door. The door is opened for you. Just knock. Learn to live in heaven's action of feeding another his bread. When asking the Lord for grace, he never gives you snakes instead. We see even the wicked get something to eat and are lavishly fed, while others seem to suffer what others never experience, yet they still dread. Sure, you can seek what Satan offers, the world and all that's rotten to the core. But when you ask your heavenly Father for blessings, they come in abundance. That's his grace, for sure. It is learning to experience less in consumption that allows you to go farther through each and every door, where one finds his surrender complete, living longer with health to adore. So knock and be answered, but seek in Christ's name the joy of salvation that gives life eternal. Nothing less, all the more. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine and the Holy Spirit. We pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She just received a stroke. You know, she's the grandmother of Brittany we've been praying for brain cancer, who has a miraculous healing that has come. We continue to pray for her healing and her overcoming any obstacles of her life. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. He's our prisoner in transition. After 8.5 years, he's coming along really well. And we're hoping that his work situation changes in the next couple of days. We pray for that job that's been offered. It's going to be there come Monday morning. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Lord, we're praying for her health and her well-being. We pray for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. And this would be the first for both. And we pray for you, Lord, to bless this people's family with a child in their home. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in the old racing number today of verses 7 through 11 in chapter 7. Amen. We are on four stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled Receiving What Asked as Complete. You given what asked, find what you seek. Open every door you knock, receiving what asked as complete. Life's little dancer opened door complete. Knocking door answered, find whoever seeks. Stone given to a son mistake, instead of bread complete. Fish over a snake partake, even the wicked feed their weak. Children of the wicked gifts good given, fatherly heavenly gives more to seek. If ask things given good for the living, him ask as given what makes you complete. Amen. I'm Tom Shookers Wiggins. It's January 8th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, it's Sunday. Get out and see your preachers today, your teachers, those sharing the Word of God with you. May you find some peace in between the lines of Christ's joy. Amen. We close today at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven. Our good friends John and Marie, God bless you too. In the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. God bless you.